Silence hovered in the buried stillness of Nemu's cave, and then Charlene Armok reached out. She touched the pika in which her friend lived gently on the forearm, and she smiled.
I hope you won't be offended if I point out that it's just a little cool in here, even for a Chisomian girl, to be taking off my clothes, Doctor.
Oh, that won't be necessary, Merlin assured her with an answering smile, his blue eyes softening as he recognized the deliberate change of subject. Or of emphasis, at least. He put his hand lightly over the slender one on his arm for a moment, then waved the same hand at the waiting examination chair. Just stretch out on the couch here. Owl will handle everything from there. Charlene looked at the elevated chair again and shrugged, and he extended that same hand once more. She took it, stepped up onto the stool beside the chair, and seated herself. The examination couch's surface moved under her, conforming to the shape of her body, but that much she took in stride. She'd already experienced the same sensation with the recon skimmer's flight couch, after all.
So I just lie here, that's all?
That's all, Merlin confirmed. She gazed at him for perhaps another 2 seconds, then drew a deep breath and leaned back into the couch's embrace.
Just go ahead and relax, Merlin encouraged her,
and her eyebrows rose as the Sajan's voice shifted. Its deep, masculine timbre flowed higher, shifting into a throaty contralto Charlene had never heard before. It remained recognizably Merlin's voice, somehow, yet the Empress realized suddenly that who she was actually hearing, for the very first time, was Nemu Albon, not Merlin Athrawus. She turned her head, looking at him, and he smiled. It was a gentle, oddly sad smile, and she cocked her head, looking a question at him.
I haven't gotten to be Nemu in a long time, Charlene, that contralto voice said, and it occurred to me you might be a bit more comfortable with her than with Merlin, under the circumstances. Besides, you're here for something Nemu always wanted to experience, children, babies. They weren't something responsible people were bringing into the world when she was alive. Not when everyone knew the Gababa were going to kill us all, anyway.
Charlene reached out, laying her hand gently on Merlin Nemu's forearm once more as she recognized the sorrow behind that smile.
I always knew I'd never have a child, Nemu said quietly from behind Merlin's face and mustachios.
It was the most bizarre thing Charlene had ever witnessed, yet there was a strange, perfect rightness to it as well.
I knew it was something that could never happen to me, but I never realized, never imagined I'd be standing here today watching someone who is going to become a mother.
Nemu laughed sadly.
It's ironic, isn't it? I always expected to die young. Now I'm 900 years old and, who knows, I could be around for another 900. And I'll still never have a child of my own.
Oh, yes you will, Charlene said softly. This child is yours, Merlin, Nemu. This child will live, will grow up, only because of you. Caleb and I would never have met without you. I would have died at St. Agatha's without you. Karras would be a burned and slaughtered ruin without you. The group of four would win. Langhorn would win without you. The writ says a child is more than just flesh of its parents' flesh, and the fact that it lies about so many other things doesn't mean it lies about everything. Whatever else happens, Caleb and I will always remember, always know, this is a child we share with you, as well as with each other. And I swear to you, Nemu, brown eyes looked deep into eyes of sapphire blue, seeking the centuries-dead young woman behind them, that one day, whether Caleb and I live to see it or not, all the world will know that too. They looked at one another for several long, silent moments, and then Merlin smiled again. There was still sorrow in that smile, but there was more than that as well, and gentleness. And the swordsman's sinewy fingers patted the slender female hand on his mailed forearm.
"Well, in that case, why don't we go ahead and get this done?"